It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Over the course of a year, the Brooklyn Museum is re-examining the history of feminism through a series of exhibits. And currently on view is the show We Wanted a Revolution, which features the work of more than 40 black women artists. The exhibit explores their multiple identities, gender, race, sexuality, their different ideologies, and above all, their art. With us now to review the show is WNYC's editor for special projects, Rebecca Carroll. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So who are some of the artists in this show, and what are some of the works that kind of stood out for you?
So it's a beautiful, broad array of artists, Elizabeth Catlett, Faith Ringgold, Betty Saar, and in particular, the Elizabeth Catlett piece that stood out for me was a bronze bust of a black man staring through the crosshairs of a target. And I found that really interesting, especially because it's an exhibit by and about black women, but here is a bust of a black male, which in many ways is indicative of how the black experience is often told, which is that a black male is a stand-in for the entire black experience. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was an interesting choice, a stunning piece nonetheless. Also, Faith Ringgold, she has a beautiful self-portrait, and the colors are super rich, and she's sort of standing, arms folded with pearls around her neck and these kind of rich reds and turquoise, greens and blues, and she's just resolutely black in it. There's a whole print media section that includes a New York Times Magazine cover story by Toni Morrison asking about how black women feel about the women's liberation movement, which again is quite indicative of where and when black women have been included in the feminist movement. So it was really apropos and relevant for today, too.
So are we talking about a specific time period in history? And what did it mean for these women to be artists at the time?
It is a specific time period. It's during the 60s. But I feel like at every time in our nation's history, being a woman, being a black woman, and being an artist means sort of rising up above whatever level of suppression the bar has been set anew.
And in many cases, just the fact that they were making art during this period could be thought of as a political act. I mean, can those two things, art and politics, be separated when kind of evaluating what they created? And should they be?
I think you can definitely make a case that art and this body of art specifically is political. I also think that art and politics can absolutely be separated. But why? Does that lessen the impact of the work? I think the artists make art and people have to engage and sort of reckon with it as they're able.
So walking through the show, did it feel more like a historical exhibit or an artistic one or maybe both?
I think it felt like both. Historic because it is art that was made in a different era, and artistic because it is beautiful and compelling, and it tells stories and reflects the world, which is what good art does.
So some of the artists are still active today, people like Carrie Mae Weems and Lorna Simpson. What did you take away from seeing some of their earlier works?
So just their intense love of black people, blackness, black women. You know, I've followed the work of Carrie Mae Weems and Lorna Simpson, and I was so struck by Lorna Simpson's black and white photographs from her theater collective in the 60s of women sort of laughing and free and joyful. So what really just stood out for me was their resolute, consistent love of blackness.
We Wanted a Revolution, Black Radical Women, is at the Brooklyn Museum until September. Rebecca Carroll is WNYC's editor for special projects and the author of several books on race in America. Rebecca, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Richard.